Hi, I'm Allison Pope.
I'm Charlie Ballard.
And this is the first episode of the Madison Rundown podcast. So we got this idea, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I proposed it on our last meeting on Monday. And then Charlie came along and he said that he really wanted to do it. So we're just doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to start a podcast because I like talking a lot, I guess. But I've always wanted to do it with someone else, so it's more like a conversation.
And we're with the school newspaper, too, and we meet just once a week.
Mm-hmm. And we're having fun with it. I'm a writer.
I'm a photographer.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to answer one of the Dear Mr. Bobcat questions just for fun because we might as well.
Yeah, so they sent in their name as family problems. So what's your question? I'm turning 13 in June, and I'm already acting like a teen, and I want to set a good example for my younger sister and my mom. This is her first time having a teen, and I want to help my mom out because my mom does everything for me, and I want to be a better sister and a better kid. To my mom, what should I do?
That's a great question. I think, first off, what you should recognize is the fact that you're trying to be a better teen and a better person.
And just thinking about that on its own will make you a better person.
Yeah, like that's awesome that you want to be good for your mom. Like that's very selfless of you.
And you should probably right now though, if you're just thinking about it, you're already becoming a better person, like I said earlier, and you're already helping your mom and being an example for your little sister. So you should just focus on having fun and getting through junior high right now. And then just that in itself will create a good example and you'll be a better kid.
Yeah, and also not trying, just like noticing those moments when you're like, ooh, I may be acting a little bit dramatic right now. Or like just trying to dial it down when you feel as necessary. And I don't know, just go about your life because we're all going to be that annoying teen at some point and there's not much we can do to stop it. It's just nature.
Yeah, we all sometimes act like we're the parent when we're not supposed to, and we just need to leave that up to our parents to do the parenting, and then we can just be the best example that we can be and then focus on getting through school.
Yeah, but it seems like you're already on a good track, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Okay, the next thing on our list is we're going to talk about the Electric Love Dance on February 12th at 3 p.m. after school.
It's very exciting. I've only gone to one school dance, and it was when I was in sixth grade because I just moved here like 6 months ago, and it was fun. It was not really a dance. Like, there's a lot of activities, so I'm excited to go to another one.
I haven't even gone to a dance before unless you count like a ballroom competition. The only dance that I've actually gone to that wasn't for ballroom was, I wasn't supposed to, but I still did. It was last summer of 2020. It was the Education Week dance. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did over the summer.
Nice. I've said so many times to my friends, and they're probably sick of me saying it, but where I used to live, we used to have like multi-stake dances, like church dances every month. And it was so much fun because everyone would just let loose and just not really judge and just have fun. And we'd always like get in a circle and people would be doing like tricks in the middle.
So a mosh pit.
Yeah, basically like a church mosh pit, you know, so not really as intense, but it's still really fun. And I miss them, like my friends.
We used to do that too. I think it was every other month though.
Yeah.
And I never went because I wasn't allowed to, but I'm excited.
Yeah. So let's see how this goes. I'm excited. I feel like it's so weird. Time is weird now because, you know, COVID and quarantine and stuff. But, like, I've noticed that it feels like just, like, at the flick of a switch, everyone's been talking about Valentine's Day. And it's January 27th, so I guess it's, like, kind of close. It's
and, like, last year my friends started asking people and, like, November, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, you gotta get them up fast. They're gonna go fast.
Oh, what? My gosh.
I don't even. It was weird.
I know. It just feels like I feel like people need to calm down a little bit. It's like, it's not even that close to Valentine's Day. But I guess I'm kind of...
We're not even going to be at school for Valentine's Day. Yeah. I guess that's what the dance is for. But
yeah. I'm kind of... I hate when holidays are on, like...
The weekends.
Well, actually, no, I do like it when holidays are on the weekends.
It depends on the holiday.
Yeah.
Like...
Valentine's Day is not fun when you're home alone. It's more fun when you're, like, around people your age or, like, with your friends. So having it on Sunday this year is kind of, like, underwhelming.
Yeah. And either way, most kids just on, like, on Halloween or on days where we get out early for holidays, lots of kids just go to McDonald's or something and then just go have fun anyways. So we don't even do much.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about COVID.
Oh, okay.
That's a very important
topic. Oh, wait, there's one
more
thing I was going to say about the time thing. Okay. First trimester felt like it was won by really fast. It felt like it had a slow start, but then went fast. Second trimester, it feels like it's been so long. I don't know why. It just feels like...
It's probably because we had so many breaks. Well, actually, no. Not really.
Well, normally the breaks make it feel faster.
That's...
But, like, the first part was good, and then we got back from Christmas break, and it's just, like, it's been taking forever.
Yeah.
And we just barely got halfway through. We have, like, 5.5 weeks left, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think another part of it is probably where holidays are placed, because, like, first trimester, there's, like, 3 holidays. There's, like, a holiday per month or something. I don't know. That's actually probably not right with scheduling and calendar. But, like, we're at the couple of months that they have holidays, but they're pretty boring. Like, they're not like Christmas or Thanksgiving, you know? They're not like the holiday season that everyone's excited for. It's like January, February, March, April, May. Like, those are the months that we're just trying to get through.
Yeah, it's like the long run.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're just kind of going and going and going, and it feels like there's not a lot of time to stop.
And then it feels like third trimester is going to be gone really fast too.
Yeah, I feel like it's a weird, if I feel like it's not an equal amount of time that each trimester has. Like, it feels like second trimester is like a,
like,
bunch of months.
First trimester we have spuds, mm-hmm. spud harvest, and that's always fun. Even even if you're working spuds. I did that last year. But that's, it's like the one holiday. It's not even a holiday, it's just a break we get.
Yeah. But this year is 2 weeks, which was interesting.
Yeah, which is kind of perfect for some people. One of my friends, he got COVID at the start of harvest break.
Uh-huh.
And then he was able to go back to school as soon as it stopped because it was 2 weeks.
That's perfect. I haven't gotten COVID yet, or, like, to my knowledge. I haven't even really been sick. Like, I've had the flu, but it was, like, obviously the flu. Like, there's no way it was COVID. So I, like, in my mind... during the start of, like, each 2 week break, like with spuds and Christmas break, I'm like, okay, Allison, to myself, I'm like, if you're gonna get COVID, it might as well be now. Like, it's not like I'm going out and, like, trying to get COVID, but I'm just like,
not one of those college COVID parties.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm not really stupid, but because it's just like, you don't even have to miss school. Like, I got, like, paranoid the week before.
Oh, yeah, I hated it in last year when COVID shut down. I hated online school. Uh-huh. I absolutely failed some of my classes because I hated it, online school. It was terrible.
Same, but I did horrible. Probably it was mostly my fault because I just, like, I kind of gave in to, like, that I can be on my phone and my teacher doesn't notice.
Yeah.
And I totally would, like, not
like when you're in a Zoom conversation, you're just on your phone and they can't tell.
Exactly.
Or they're talking, or you can just turn off your camera and they won't even hear
they don't
you
notice.
Or see you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, one time I was in math class and I was on my phone and I totally didn't realize that he had ended the class. So it was just me and my teacher in the Zoom, and I was on my phone, and he's like, Allison, do you have something that you want to talk about? And I was like, oh no, sorry. And then I ended it. I was like, oh crap.
For some of my classes that I didn't like, we would have Zoom meetings, but I wouldn't get on them to talk to the teacher or anything. I kind of just got on them because I wanted to talk with my friends,
mm-hmm.
not listen to what the teacher had to say. So probably wasn't the best thing, but that's what I did. And they didn't hold me back, so I'm okay.
You made it. I feel so bad for people doing online school because I just barely made it through those couple of months. But just thinking about having done it from those months and then September through now, like, that just seems impossible.
And then it just wasn't much better because my dad, he worked up at campus, and they kept saying, okay, we're going to go back to work next week, you know, mm-hmm. Monday morning, bright and early, and then it gets Monday morning, bright and early, and they say, you know what, let's push it back to next week, and we're just gonna do it then.
Yeah.
And then they never went back to work until this year started, this school year started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been interesting being in... This is a very different place than where I used to live because, obviously, it was bigger than Rexburg. So, like, COVID was taken a lot more seriously because there were more cases and there were more chance of people
getting COVID. And Rexburg exploded at the start when all the college students came because, you know,
they were coming from
everywhere. Mm-hmm. But now that it's happened again, the cases haven't exploded as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing the board before they had the digital screen. Oh, I remember seeing it, and it was like 7 cases. Exactly. And we're like, holy, that's a lot of cases, guys. Like, freaking out about it when it hit
20.
Yeah. We hit like 20, and we're like, guys, we got to be careful now, okay?
We're not going back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like part of the reason why a lot of people didn't like online school as much or didn't do as better on online school was because they couldn't see their friends. And being social is a big part of school for a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them.
Yeah. Like, it was harder when, like, you'd see your friends who were, like, closer to each other, like, hanging out during COVID, and you're like, interesting, because you're first of all, you feel left out, and second of all, you're like, you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
And
it was difficult sometimes because some of my siblings, like, they're younger, they're in elementary school, mm-hmm. and they, like, refused to do homework.
Oh.
And so, also, normally during the school year, we spend more time with our friends or at school than we do with our family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we hit quarantine and we were all stuck at home, there was nothing to do and we were stuck with our family, which was really hard for my family, at least, because there was a lot of fighting.
Yeah, my family was very small during those quarantine months where it was like...
Mine wasn't. There were 7 kids in the house. Yeah.
We have 4 kids, but from like February until December of 2020, there was only 2 of us at the house because both of my brothers were on missions for my church. My second oldest brother left in February, and then my oldest came back in December. So it was just me and my sister. And my sister went insane because she's the girl that is never at home because she's always with friends and stuff. And, like, when my parents were like, no, Cindy, you can't go out, and she's just like, I don't know what to do here.
Like,
I'm fine, because, like, that's what I've been doing. Quarantine was not much of a difference.
I didn't, like, I just hung out with my friends that lived near me, like, within the same block.
Mm-hmm.
I would wake up early and then just get all my homework out of the way so that I didn't have to do it. Like, I just wake up early anyways, and so I figure if I'm going to be awake, I might as well do something with it, and all my siblings are asleep so I can actually focus. And then I can just do whatever I feel like throughout the day.
That was my favorite part about online school, was the fact that we could literally do all of our homework in like 30 minutes and then we'd be done for the day. Like, we'd still have to go to the Zooms, but the Zooms only lasted for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, and so you could get school done in way less of the time.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't want to go to online school. I like mm-hmm. being here. I like being at school. Not always for the actual school part.
Yeah,
more usually
socializing.
It's for a lot of people I know, it's just for the social part.
And I was really grateful that Madison Junior High was doing, like, in-person school because, you know, again, I moved here in July. So, like, I was like, I'm not going to have any friends if we're doing all online. I'm going to just pop into the Zoom classes, and I'm not going to recognize anybody's names. And I'm not going to learn anybody because, like, nobody's talking in the Zoom classes except for the teachers. Like, I'm like, there's no way of me being able to socialize.
And I feel like if we do go back into online school, Schoology might make it a little bit easier
mm-hmm.
because I had health last year when quarantine hit, and the teacher, he would send out PDF files every week
mm-hmm.
for us to do, just to answer the questions on. None of mine would open on any of the computers I had, so I couldn't do any of the assignments. And I talked to him, and he was kind of just like, okay, come get a textbook then, and no one was there when I went to get a textbook.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just couldn't do anything for that class.
I take orchestra, which is a very difficult class to take online, you know, because it's very, you have to have everyone playing, you have to play together, and like with the Zoom lag, it doesn't work. And like Zoom, there's no way you could do it through Zoom.
Oh, really? You guys did that?
No, we didn't actually. No, but I was just like hypothetically.
Because in band, all we did was we just videoed us doing pass-offs and us doing our songs, and we were done. That's mm-hmm. it.
My old orchestra teacher, he had us use this program that he had us use a couple of times each year that everyone absolutely despised. It was called Smart Music, and it was
kind of sounds like Noodle Tools. Everyone hates Noodle Tools.
Yeah, it was really funny. Actually, it was more embarrassing. A couple, like a week or two ago, Mr. Hansen brought it up in class. He was like, yeah, I was thinking of during quarantine having you guys do something called Smart Music, and I audibly gasped, like, so loud, because it, like, just brought back.
I would, too, honestly. Yeah. I would probably be like, no, I'm not going back.
It was horrible, because you had to get, for Smart Music, you'd, like, play along with, like, the computer, and it'd be, like, you'd control if it was counting you off, or if you could hear the metronome or the music. Like, you'd control that stuff. But he told us to turn it in if it was 90% or better, like, completed. Not completed, but, like, accurate. And you had to get the notes right. You had to be exactly on the beat and exactly in tune. Like, you couldn't be just, like, a tiny bit sharp or a tiny bit flat. Like, it had to be exact, and I cried many times.
For us in band, we kind of do something like that, but we do competitions.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tuning app, and when you're in tune, there's a smiley face that starts to grow, and it gets mm-hmm. bigger and bigger. We do competitions where whoever can get the smiley face to grow the biggest, and when it gets to a certain point, mouth opens, and then that's when someone starts the timer to see how long you can hold it. And it's a really fun competition type thing.
I need a job, because it's kind of hard, and it might just be me trying to talk myself out of trying to get a job, but it's kind of hard here in like a college town to get a job, because yeah. all the places are like asking for college students, or like all the college students are trying to yeah. get a job, so it's like it's either a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old.
And you could work Spuds, but that's only once a year, and yeah. so if that's all you're relying on,
it's not very stable.
Depending on how good you are at business management, you could maybe start your own, like, juice bar or something.
Yeah.
But that sounds hard.
Yeah. I don't want a job, because I want it for, like, the money, but just the idea of, like, of having a job. Working. There's so many. It's not just because I'm, like, oh, my God. Like, and it's not just because I'm lazy, but there's so many, like, things that I'm worried about, like having bad customers that might make me cry, you know, or just thinking of like all the different ways I could mess up. Like if I'm working a food job, like what if I don't know how to make a sandwich?
There are also just sometimes where you leave things nice and then someone else comes in for their shift and your shift is over and you go and then they mess something up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like my sister worked at Cold Stone's and she left for her shift one time and someone left the fridge with all the cakes in it open.
Oh, no.
And she came back to work in the morning, all of the cakes were melted.
Oh.
And then she had a customer come in and the customer was saying like, can I buy these cakes for half off? And she's like, no, I can't sell them anymore. And she's like, what if I just take one then? And I'm like, no, you can't. I cannot give any of these to you for a discount or anything. I can't even give them for you for a normal price. And she's like, but it's my daughter's birthday.
Just
I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Make a cake.
I can't sell you these. Mm. And that happened twice, and it was.
Jeez.
It was.
I'm just.
That would suck.
Yeah, I'm just worried about bad customer experiences, because you hear about all these stories of, like, you know, like, quote unquote, Karens.
Yeah.
That, like, freak out about, like, the littlest things. And I don't, like, there, I might never come across people like that. I probably will, honestly, because there's a lot in the world. The odds are very much not in my favor, but I'm just going to have to
I don't think they're in any junior high student's favor.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, it can even be the college kids, because, I don't know, I feel like they don't like us. I'm really weird. I am a strange person, and I've always been a strange person in the sense that I've always liked knowing every little detail about myself, and I'll be drawn to things that will tell me stuff about myself.
Like, I feel like everyone says that.
Yeah.
That they're a weird person, and people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so weird. And maybe they're saying that just to be quirky, or maybe they're just saying that but to make them feel good. I don't know.
Well,
but like you said, everyone does have something like that. Like for me, I love reading like the details on boxes when I get something. Like not like cereal, but like when I get something, like if I get a camera, you know, I love to read like the manual and find out other things that this camera can do. That's and it's, so... I think that's cool.
Well, I'm weird because I know myself so well, or like I think I do, I've always known like what profession I'd want to go into or like what I'd study. And like it's changed obviously, but I've always had something set. And so like during quarantine, I had all this free time, you know, so I took a bunch of like career tests because I felt like it.
Yeah.
But during quarantine, I realized I made that click in my head. Like I've always... As a child, I've always been obsessed with a certain subject in history, like, and it's changed, and I have a cousin who's my age who's kind of gone through the same obsessions with me, so it's been fun, but, like...
I don't think I've ever been obsessed with history.
Yeah, well, I have. Anyways, so in one of the career tests, it said, like, that historian was a possible career. Yeah, so I was like, you know what? That works. I actually like history. And I started becoming obsessed with, like, Tudor England recently because of Six the Musical. And then I did my own, like, study. I watched a ton of documentaries about it. And so I legit, during quarantine, those, like, 4 months where I was, like, had a lot of free time, I made a 12-page Google Doc specifically with what college I'd be going to and what possible major and minor like combinations I could take and what classes are required to get that major or like just all of these different things. And it was so fun for me, and my parents kind of got nervous. They're like, Allison,
I'm like that exact opposite. I've never really been interested in knowing what I like. I've always kind of just known that, and I haven't really known what I wanted to do. And it was just over quarantine that I like started learning a bunch of new skills. I learned how to I already knew how to play the piano. I just went more in depth with that. I learned how to do a bunch of things. I learned a bunch of skills, and then I found photography, and I love photography now, and it's really fun.
It's really fun to me to just plan ahead, because college is just something that's exciting for me because it feels like a time of life that I'm gonna have
and
more
like
fun
now's
with.
The time where our grades are starting to matter.
Yeah.
So, and then people are like, I was talking to my friend before this, and I was like, I was talking about different cameras I want to get and stuff like that, and he was like, see, most people don't talk about this, and then there's you, and you just talk about cameras. It's like it. Most people talk about I don't know their dog, what they're gonna do after school, what they ate for lunch, and then you just talk about cameras.
Yeah. It's fun when you find that singular obsession that you can, that can actually like turn into something that you
something that you find that you like that could impact your future and how you what profession you go into, how much money you make, what tons of things it could affect tons of things.
And just know whoever's listening to this, because I think a very great percent of you is like, do I have to have everything figured out now? Like, these people seem like they know exactly what
I
want to do.
No clue what I want to do. I know that I might want to do something with photography, but other than that, I have absolutely no clue what I want to do.
Just know if you're like Charlie and you have no idea what you want to do, that's absolutely normal. again, what I said is I'm weird.
Or if you're like Allison and you just want to plan out your life every single day. One of the people that just lives in the now, maybe wakes up and then just lays in bed and plans my day out. Mm-hmm. And then it totally changes by lunch. But yeah, that's...
it happens.
That's what I do.
That's life, man.
Yeah. So this is all for this week. We're going to do it again next week. And we're going to try and have a guest speaker every week. So yes, if you want to be a guest speaker, or you just want to come talk with us, or talk,
just then
just go to the contact page on the school newspaper website, yes, which is MadisonRundown.com. Yeah,
it's very simple.
And there's a contact tab when you get in there.
Yeah, contact us. I think it's the last.
Yeah, it's the last tab, and there's a contact us, and you might look at some memes on your way. I don't know.
If you want, read memes, some of the articles.
Just read the announcements, the daily news.
Thank you for listening. Bye.